Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 26 to 29. Prophecy, Christ's coming. The prophecy of Christ's coming. Psalm 118, verses 26 to 29. Well, now I've given you my interpretation of these verses. The verses start like this. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar, and so on. Psalm 118, verses 26 to 29. I see this as a prophecy of Christ's coming. Of course, we're in the Old Covenant, and the psalmist is securely in that covenant, and he's speaking about the temple, or the tabernacle, let's say the temple. And he is speaking of some event, no doubt, in his life, some experience. But here he is also in prophetical mode. And he's speaking of the coming of the Messiah. The coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Christ. From the house of the Lord we bless you. Verse 26. That you there is plural, I think. The people are blessed by the coming of the Messiah. I'm sure it's the Messiah here. Verse 26, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, he came to his temple. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and on. Malachi chapter 4, the Son of Righteousness arising. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. But who may abide the day of his coming? We know what happened when he came to the temple. Oh yes, he cleansed it with the cords, the whip of cords, the thongs. He cast out the traitors and so on. But the Messiah coming to his temple. But here it speaks of the joy and the happiness of the rising of the Son of Righteousness. And Christ is light. And the Lord is his God, verse 27. And he has made his light shine upon us. He has sent his word into the world. He has sent his Son into the world. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world as the light of the world to save sinners. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He did not spare him. He sent him into the world. And this is the entry into Jerusalem. Bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You get this in Matthew 21, the entry into Jerusalem. Now remember, the psalmist is writing this 1,000 years before it happened. Remember, these prophecies took 1,000 years to come to fulfillment. Think of that. Well, we have prophecies now of the second coming, of the day of the Lord for judgment, of the resurrection of the dead, of all the dead, and of every one of us appearing before the judgment seat of God in Christ. The people here are bidden to prepare for the Messiah. They had to wait 1,000 years. My friend, unbeliever, you're bidden to welcome Christ. The first prophecy was fulfilled, the second will also be fulfilled. Christ is coming, so be ready to meet God. Brother and sister, that's the day we're looking for. Our hope is not in anything other than the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. May that be the thought for the day. These are only brief thoughts, but what a thought. The first prophecy, the first coming, all fulfilled. The second prophecy, the second coming, yet to be fulfilled. But one day soon it will be.